The views and opinions expressed during this program do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of Cox Media Group, Ohio.
This hour is sponsored by Murphy's Auto Care.
You're listening to an encore presentation of an Ask the Expert show on 1290 and 95.7 WHIO, Dayton's News and Talk.
I'm Storm Center 7 meteorologist Kirsty Zontini. We're watching the radar right now. If weather breaks, we break in immediately.
Here on 1290 and 95.7 WHIO, Dayton's News and Talk.
And I'm Dayton's consumer warrior, Clark Howard. You're listening to an Ask the Expert weekend.
Good afternoon and welcome to Auto Talk. I'm Jan Murphy along with my husband Dave, and we're the owners of Murphy's Auto Care in Beaver Creek. Dave's an ASC Master Certified Technician for over 40 years. Wow, that's getting up there, Dave.
Yep.
And at Murphy's Auto Care, we service all makes and models. We're open every day, Monday through Friday from 7:30 to 5:30, and occasionally on the weekend too. So we're here to serve you and your family's vehicle needs. Thanks for tuning in today. You can call 426-AUTO to contact us at murphysautocare.com. You can request an appointment online or learn more about us. You can also email Dave, dave@murphysautocare.com. Welcome to the show today.
Thank you. The same to you, Jan.
I've missed it.
And, you know, I think some of the listeners have missed you,
too. I think so, too. But I love
based
doing
emails,
the show.
So.
I've had a lot of family stuff going on and tornado recovery that affected us personally. So
we're through that.
And our hearts go out to the other people too,
yep,
in Beaver Creek and the Dayton and surrounding areas. So it's been quite a month, and we're going to be ringing out June with a bang and welcoming in July with some 4th of July fireworks.
Looking forward to it. And I think the whole community is, you know, I just take a second, want to say the Miami Valley is an amazing place, the way people have reached out to each other and helped each other. And it's back on the roll. You know what it really is? Things are, I think, coming back to normal. And that's great to see.
And we were fortunate enough to have some help from Be Hope Church. We want to shout out to them,
yep,
and the community that they have helped serve so well. It's just been a wonderful, wonderful thing that they've done and organized, and all the volunteers and the donations and the giving back. I mean, it's just been wonderful to see our community come together that way.
It really has. You know, we all get busy in our lives, and I think we all live in our own little bubbles, and then it takes, unfortunately, sometimes something like that to occur,
yeah,
to really reach out to your neighbor.
But so we're talking about cars today.
Absolutely.
So thanks for tuning in, and I'm happy to be back on the show with Dave. And I know that, you know, you did a wonderful job while I was out for a couple weeks there.
I did my best, ma'am.
But we're going to be taking your calls live today. The number to call is 457-1290, and we would love to hear from you today about anything automotive. We're going to get right down to business. We have a lot to talk about, so much happening, and I'll tell you, with this recent heat wave, I thought spring was going to last forever, but summer is here.
Officially, that's right. And boy, you can tell it in our shop, too.
I'm so thankful summer is here.
Yeah, we're 90 degrees right
now.
And I
am so thankful my air conditioning works great.
Yeah, yeah. And we'll talk about that as we go into the show. A lot of folks are still working on that. But I just want to just chime in here real quick and say, if you're new to Auto Talk, welcome. We appreciate that. And we so appreciate our listeners that hang in here with us each week. And we enjoy talking to you. So please, like Jan said, call us. 457-1290 is the number. You can talk to us here live today. But Auto Talk is all about helping you keep your vehicle safe, keep it dependable. And we know that's what saves you money in the long run. I've just seen that over the experience of my career. And maintained vehicles last longer and cost you less to operate.
So we're going to jump right into AC repairs, evaporators, hoses, fittings, and compressors.
All right, why not?
First
Let's
on
talk
the list.
About it. Yeah, if you're out there and your air conditioning is not keeping you cool right now, that's what we're going to talk about. All the things that go wrong. And certainly, you know, this week we've replaced several evaporators. Typically, we'll do one a week or so, but quite a few of them we're seeing leaking. A lot of hoses that, you know, are leaking, a lot of air conditioning systems that aren't getting it done. But the point I want to make here is that if your air conditioning is not working properly, if you don't think it's cooling correctly, it could be something fairly minor. But you want to make sure you get it into a professional, someone that can completely repair, diagnose, first of all, and repair the system accurately.
What's that process?
That process is to, first of all, you have to have the correct equipment. You have to be able to identify the refrigerants, and you have to be skilled, obviously, in the recovery, the recycling process, the identification process of refrigerants, because contamination can happen easily if someone's not versed in it. Unfortunately, you can still walk into an auto parts store and you can purchase refrigerant for a vehicle, and The bad thing is a lot of those refrigerants have sealant in them, and that's something you never want inside of an air conditioning
system.
So
that contaminates the system?
It contaminates the system, and since a compressor is typically a moving component in there, it's really the only – well, there's two, that. That and an expansion valve has a moving component to it. The sealant turns into almost – when it mixes with refrigerant, it turns into more like a peanut butter substance. So that's just going to slow it down, sludge it up.
There are products available
that aren't good for it
that can – damage the system.
Right.
It's a quick fix, but in the long run, a compressor is going to cost how much money?
A compressor replacement on most vehicles, by the time you're done, you're going to have $800 to $1,000 in it.
Wow. So why would we want to contaminate our system and take that risk?
Well, especially if the compressor's not the problem. You know, let's say the evaporator has a leak or the condenser, which is out in front of the car, out in front of the radiator. They're very susceptible to stone chips and things like that. It develops a small leak, right? It's much easier to replace the condenser and, of course, the dryer in the system, recharge it, and go on. Hopefully, if it's caught soon enough, the compressor will survive. The key is when there's a leak in an air conditioning system and it's lost refrigerant, it's also lost the oil that lubricates the compressor. So
that, therefore, could lock up some of those components?
Exactly. It's just like, it locks itself up. It self-destructs. So it's the same thing as allowing the engine in the car to get low on oil. When it gets too low, there's too much friction.
When it gets too low on refrigerant.
Now the systems typically shut themselves down. There's a safety. Once they drop below a specific pressure threshold, they'll stop.
So that means no air.
No air. So that's going to be the indicator, right? Hey, my air conditioning's not working.
No cold air.
But here's the cycle that causes the problem. Folks will take their vehicles to a quick lube or to whoever it is, and they'll just add refrigerant enough to get the compressor to come back on, and they think everything's fine. And then we go a month, or we sometimes go a whole season. And in that whole process, the system is still leaking, and it's leaking the oil along with the refrigerant.
So a quick fix last year at the end of summer might not hold up.
Well, absolutely it won't hold up, especially if it wasn't properly done.
Yeah.
So it's really generating a slow death for a compressor that didn't have to die, if I can put it that way. So that's really what happens. And, it's understandable. Most folks don't understand how an air conditioning system works. But the oil is critical internally because it's what's lubricating the compressor. It's the engine is what it is. Your engine is a compressor. That's all it is, quite honestly.
I guess that makes me very happy that our technicians are ASE certified in air conditioning repair.
They're trained every year.
And if you're taking your car, wherever you're taking your car,
right,
before you have a quick fix done, just ask if your technician or the technician working on the vehicle is certified, ASE certified, in air conditioning repair, rather than having maybe a general service person who's in the beginning stages of, basic stuff.
Sure.
Charging that air conditioning. You really want your mechanic to be certified in that.
Right.
That's a very costly repair.
It is. And in this area of the country, because we have so many, we have four seasons, right? So we don't have, like folks in Florida, they have constant air conditioning repairs. So a technician in there is constantly working on air conditioning systems and staying current. Unfortunately, there are, some automotive repair businesses here have technicians that are not staying current. And in just 1 year, you can have changes in the system. If you're not aware of them and you're not familiar with them, you can make mistakes. That's not what you want to do.
So for consumers out there who may not, this may be foreign to them, they may not know or understand or want to understand,
sure.
But wherever you're taking your car, that you have established a relationship, if you don't have a relationship, you can Google automotive repair shops, read the reviews. In your area, if you have been somewhere, get online and read the reviews, see what people say about them. If they have a lot of great reviews, and I mean more than four or five, then chances are they're going to be very professional. You can also check the website out to see if their technicians are ASE certified. Most shops that have ASE certified technicians are very proud to display that.
Absolutely.
On their website. It's a wonderful credential in our industry to have, and believe it or not, there's still quite a few shops that don't have it.
Well, there's a lot of really good mechanics that never bothered to certify, and I understand that, but I think that time has come and perhaps gone because people, consumers are very smart, and they should be, right? They have access to so much information, and we all expect people that are, you know, providing services for us, whatever it is, to know what they're doing.
Well, and for those of us consumers who don't want to know all about it, I don't want to learn all about air conditioning, although I kind of do. For people who don't want to really figure all that out, just make sure you're taking it to a repair shop who is dependable and skilled, qualified to work on your air conditioning, and they're not trying to do a patch job or a quick fix, because if you're buying your parts at the dollar store and you're taking to a buddy to recharge your air conditioning, beware. I mean, it's not going to last.
That may very well come back to buy. It does, you know. I mean, but we've seen it. We've all seen it. All of us who've done this for years and years and years, we've seen that, and we understand why it happens, because folks, you know, they want to take the path of least resistance, which is typically the least amount of money spent. But a steak is not a steak is not a steak. I mean, you know, and a brake job is not a brake job is not a brake job. It just depends. So.
I know over the years, Dave, just from being around the shop and dealing with some people and listening, you know, when I'm working in the office, I can hear what's going on. And it can be overwhelming to get a large estimate on repairing an air conditioning system properly. And I know at Murphy's Auto Care, we want to repair it properly so that you don't invest this money in now and not have it working next year.
Right.
And so many times we have to replace all the components, in not just one, not just the broken one, because of that contamination you were talking about.
Exactly.
We have to repair all the components in an air conditioning system, and that could be $1,500 or whatever it is,
easily.
People are just in shock.
Blown away.
I hear them, and I would be too.
Yeah.
I would be too.
Well, especially on a system that they don't use all year long.
Right.
At least they think they don't. You know,
but I can tell you, my air conditioning needs to work. I'm just not going to deal with this hot and humid weather.
Right.
You know, I rely on my air conditioner. I'm hopping in my car. I'm on to the next place. I don't want to worry about, you know, sweating to death in my, you know, whatever. So.
Yeah, that's right. Well, I want to make one more point, because contamination is the key, and you just used that word a moment ago, and is that it's not only from refrigerants that are carrying other components within them. Contamination naturally occurs in an air conditioning system, even if it's operating correctly. Over time, the compressor will wear, and over time, leaks will develop. So even if a system's 10, 12 years old, but it's been recharged two or three times, but not charged with enough oil at the correct time, that system is slowly dying. So you can have contamination from the compressor as it wears, and it sends these microscopic particles through the air conditioning system.
Which is deterioration.
And it causes a blockage. So that's why some people will just go get a new compressor and put it on their car. That's not the end of it. Usually the debris is in the condenser, and the debris is in the orifice tube or in the expansion valve, and that has to be replaced. You can't flush it. It's not going to work. So just so people understand, a typical air conditioning repair, probably with a compressor, is going to run in that 1500 plus mark range to do it, so you don't have to come back next year or the year after. It's a tough bullet to bite right then, but it should last, if it's done properly, another 4 or 5 years.
It's kind of like that plaque contamination that's going to require a quadruple bypass.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, we can get you going again. We can get it working again, but give us some time.
Speaking of getting us going again, stick with us. We've got a whole lot to talk about. We'll be right back here on Auto Talk.
It's an Ask the Experts weekend on Dayton and Springfield's 24-hour news, weather, and traffic station, 1290 and 95.7 WHIO, Dayton's news and talk.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-333-1750. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-333-1750. That's 800-333-1750. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-333-1750. 800-333-1750.
Hi, this is Larry Hanskin for Integrity Water Solutions in my Kinetico system. My Kinetico softener I've had for over 10 years. It's still working great. And since it doesn't regenerate in the middle of the night, I always have soft water water for my shower no matter how early I wake up. We've also got the Kinetico drinking water system. You know, everything starts with the water, and it's the whole house approach that sets Integrity Water Solutions apart from the rest. Give them a call today at 320-7460, 320-7460, Integrity Water Solutions.
Baby boomers have shared their frustration about how much tax they pay. Let me reverse that for you and put the emphasis on saving taxes. This is Chuck Oliver, founder of the Hidden Wealth Solution, and I've been helping clients for over two decades to get their retirement on track and avoid the tax traps. Daily, I see clients paying taxes needlessly instead of maximizing their financial future. Learn how to save unnecessary tax and optimize your retirement. Visit retirementprotected.com, retirementprotected.com.
It's the Elizabeth Diamond Company two-day diamond pop-up event, Friday, July 26th through Saturday, July 27th. Now is the perfect time to pop the question or upgrade your ring. 3/4 carat diamond starting at $2,500. 0.9 carat diamonds starting at $2,950, plus our largest selection of GIA certified diamonds ever. Get 48 months interest-free financing. The EDC two-day diamond pop-up event, July 26th through the 27th. Visit shopedc.com today.
The popular Roundup weed killer has been linked to non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, as evidenced by a recent multi-million dollar verdict. If you use Roundup and have been diagnosed with cancer, call 1-800-ELK-OHIO.
Hi, this is Dave.
And this is Jan, your hosts of Auto Talk. Are you planning to replace your vehicle soon? Will you trade or sell your current vehicle?
We'd like to ask you to consider donating your vehicle to the Goodwill Auto Auction.
It's easy and simple. Just call 228-2886 or 228-AUTO or go to goodwilldaytonauto.com.
Your donation will help your fellow citizens, people right here in the Miami Valley. You know, donating your vehicle supports 40 programs that help over 20,000 Miami Valley residents annually.
Thank you for your consideration, and please donate today.
Plenty of sunshine throughout the day today. We'll have partly sunny skies by the afternoon, a high temperature of 86 degrees with slightly higher humidity. I'm Storm Center 7 meteorologist Jesse Mag on 1290 and 95.7 WHIO, Dayton's News and Talk.
You're listening to an encore presentation of an Ask the Expert show on 1290 and 95.7 WHIO, Dayton's News and Talk. It's our Ask the Experts weekend on the Miami Valley radio station with breaking news, weather, and traffic. 1290 and 95.7 WHIO, Dayton's News and Talk.
And happy Saturday out there. You are listening to Dave and Jan Murphy from Murphy's Auto Care. We're talking about everything automotive today. Just before we went to a break, we were talking about all the complications of air conditioning. So if you need more information on air conditioning, you want to ask a couple questions, don't hesitate to call us at Murphy's Auto Care during the week. That's 426-2886. 426-AUTO is our number. And you can always email Dave at murphysautocare.com. Dave's happy to get back to you, answer your questions if you're not able to call in today. But if you're able to call in, we'd love
to hear
from you.
That's right.
The number today is 457-1290. We're here live on the air in the studio, and we'd be happy to take your calls about anything automotive. I did want to switch gears real quick and just talk about Mike's Car Wash for a minute.
Yeah.
So Mike's Car Wash has two locations in Centerville. One is North Centerville. It's across from Dorothy Lane Market there on Far Hills. Also another location, South Centerville. That's going to be down on Main Street by the Kroger Marketplace near Spring Valley Pike. And if you have wash books and you're used to going to the Mike's Car Wash location in Beaver Creek, they are temporarily closed due to the tornado ripping right through that area.
Due to a beautiful new building being built.
Yeah, so our hearts go out to Mike's Car Wash, but let me tell you, that business, that company, is wonderful for our community. They are doing fundraisers constantly to help local people, even in the midst of their own repairs. And we want to thank Mike's Car Wash specifically for their sponsorship of the
Absolutely.
Show. And you can use your wash books at the other locations. That's not a problem. They still make a great gift for graduation, anniversaries, birthdays, summer, just summer fun, just... So consider driving through, get your car washed, and purchase some wash books to give for others maybe who don't have them or haven't experienced
that. And if you want to just stay in tune with them, just go to mikescarwash.com.
That's
great,
right.
Great website. You'll find out everything about them and when they're going to be back open again.
Yep. So we also like to thank KOI Auto Parts. They're the professional's choice. and they have quality auto parts. They enable us to have a 3-year, 36,000-mile warranty, and we really appreciate their prompt service every time.
Absolutely. Absolutely. They're a tremendous partner here with us, and they have been for years, so thank you to KOI. Also want to say thank you to BG Automotive Products. Great products, an amazing warranty for the services they provide for us. So if you want to extend the warranty on your vehicle, extend the life of it, be sure to ask your provider of service for BG products.
So let's talk a minute, Dave, about key fobs, how to test them and how they work.
You know, key fobs are one of those things that I think people, they irritate them, actually. You know, they work for a while. They're really handy. When was the last time you saw somebody go out and stick a key in a car? Nobody does it anymore. They don't have a key. You know, it's part of the key fob. So if you're, for us, at least at our shop, you bring your car in and we notice your key fob doesn't work, we're going to put a new battery in it and we're going to test it. It's just part of, it's a courtesy for us. We just do that. We want to make sure that that works for you. And we'll even check your other one. But while you're in for service. But key fobs are pretty simple. A lot of shops don't realize they can be tested with their tire pressure monitoring tool. So it's called a TPMS programming tool. Well, that tool can also be used.
I did not know that.
That's right. You can test your key fob to see if it's generating a signal.
That is so cool.
Yeah. So if you, you know, just wander into your shop wherever you go, that they're taking great care of you. And if your key fob doesn't work, just ask them, hey, would you test my fob? See if it generates the frequency.
Test my fob, man.
Yeah. I'm going to test
see if
your
it works.
I'll be sure of that.
Hey, that's enough.
Anyways, it's something that's simple to do. There are other complications. Sometimes the antenna for the system for the receiver in your vehicle is not working properly. It's damaged. But the first thing to do is just test this, do the simple stuff. Check the battery, see if the is transmitting. I should say the fob is transmitting. And if not, then you go into further diagnostics, which you know you should pay for because that takes some time. But wow, what a convenience, right? To have your key fob working. It's kind of handy. So,
good information.
Well, just one of those things that, you know.
Oh my gosh, I learn something every day.
Well, it's not a good day if you don't. So, anyways. All right. Let's see here. We're going to go to the calls here real quick. I want to go to Chris. Chris, how you doing?
Good.
Good. Thanks for joining us on Auto Talk. How can we
Thank
help you today? You're welcome.
I have a question. I have a 2014 Civic. Honda Civic,
right,
and it only has 35,000 plus miles on it.
Okay,
but I'm anticipating a 36,000 mile checkup.
Okay,
and I need an oil change now. It's coming up on that too. So, what should I expect? I just got a new battery this winter. The battery did go dead.
Okay.
So, what should I expect for this checkup?
Oh, I so appreciate you calling and asking this question because, number one, I want to applaud you for paying attention to scheduled maintenance. And there's two ways to approach it, actually. If you still have your owner's manual, you can pull the book out, and it will tell you what Honda, the factory, recommends being inspected and replaced at that interval. Okay?
Okay.
So, but my question is going to be, which I'm going to put you on hold because I have to go to a break again real quick. So stick with us, all right? Chris, we'll be right back to you. All right, folks, we'll be right back here after a brief break on Auto Talk. We'll see you in a minute.
It's an Ask the Experts weekend on Dayton and Springfield's 24-hour news, weather, and traffic station, 1290 and 95.7 WHIO, Dayton's News and Talk. This is the station Dayton turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. WHIO Dayton Springfield. Your news starts now. Depend on it.
It's 12:30. I'm Brandon Nicholas with a WHIO news update. Our top story, the temperatures rise once again in the Miami Valley, affecting the air quality.
We're heating up over the weekend, but how hot is it going to get? I'll let you know. I'm meteorologist Jesse Mag. Your exclusive WHIO forecast is coming up.
Now, WHIO Triple Team Traffic. No major issues on the highways at this point, but we do have an incident in Trotwood at State Route 49 southbound and Free Pike. Trotwood police are on site. Our top story this past week has been mild by comparison to others we've seen this summer so far, but things get hot and humid once again today. Those conditions could prove to be hazardous for some.
An air quality alert remains in effect until midnight on Sunday night, so anyone that has heart or lung conditions, you may notice a difficulty breathing.
Meteorologist Jesse Mag has a look at the exclusive 5-day forecast in minutes. Now to Xenia. where cash was stolen from a McDonald's in the wee hours of the morning. Cops tell us they don't have an exact amount of money that was taken from a safe inside the restaurant on North Detroit Street. The suspects reportedly pried open the drive-thru window and cut a hole in the safe to get inside. We'll bring more on this story as it develops. Now with the most accurate and dependable forecast, here's Storm Center 7 meteorologist Jesse Mag.
Partly sunny skies out there today, a bit warmer with a high of 86 and slightly higher humidity as well. Partly cloudy skies as we head into the overnight hours with a low dropping to 67 degrees. And for Sunday, hot and humid, high temperature 88 degrees. I'm Storm Center 7 meteorologist Jesse Mag on Dayton Severe Weather Station 1290 and 95.7 WHIO.
Latest scan of the live Doppler 7 radar, partly cloudy skies across the Miami Valley, 81 degrees in Troy, 82 in Springfield, and 81 degrees in Dayton at 1233. With news on the hour, the half, and instantly when it breaks, I'm Brandon Nicholas on 1290 and 95.7 WHIO. Dayton's news and talk depend on it.
Hi folks, it's me again, and I'm cooking in the sun just like you are. But you know, you can still plant those trees and shrubs right now, and with proper watering, still gain a full summer's growth. We keep our garden center fully stocked all summer long with thousands of good, healthy trees, shrubs, evergreens, perennials, and annuals, because we know that some folks just can't get it all done in the spring. Also, this time of year, there are lots of bargains all over our six-acre nursery and greenhouses. We have potted rose bushes as low as $14.95, plats of annuals starting at $12.95, and hanging baskets as low as $6.95. We still have a great selection of Rose of Sharon, Boxwoods, Hydrangeas, and Barberry. So come out to 1309 Brent Pike, and remember, we're open 7 days.
Hey everyone, Nancy here with Greg McAfee from McAfee Heating and Air. So Greg, we know it's becoming harder and harder to fill jobs in the skilled trades. Tell us how you attract people to work at McAfee.
Hi, Nancy. And yes, we have a big gap in employment within the HVAC industry, but the good news is we have more opportunities than ever before.
So what kind of opportunities?
Well, at McAfee, we provide top pay, great benefits, brand new trucks, the latest, greatest tools and equipment. And for those who want to make a career change, we are partnering with Clark State and offer an on-the-job training apprenticeship program.
So you can work in HVAC, get paid well, and earn a degree or certificate at the same time?
Yes, that's right.
If this sounds like it's for you, call McAfee at 438-1976. That's 438-1976 to find out more.
Or you can go to mcair.com.
Hi, this is Jan Murphy, your host of Auto Talk. Growing up, life was full of limits, like only one soda, or be home by 10, obey the speed limit. Now you're an adult and you still have to obey the speed limit, but there's no limit on washing your car at Mike's Car Wash. Wash all you want when you purchase a Mike's Unlimited plan. And now, buy 5 months of the Ultimate or Works and get the 6 month free. At Mike's Car Wash, there's never a limit on clean. Open 7 to 9 daily for your convenience. For details, go to mikescarwash.com.
This is Clark Howard here on 1290 and 95.7 WHIO, Dayton's News and Talk. Own a Google Nest device? When you get home, tell Google to play WHIO radio.
You're listening to an encore presentation of an Ask the Expert show on 1290 and 95.7 WHIO, Dayton's News and Talk.
And we're going to come back to Chris with her 2014 Civic. It's got 35,000 miles on it, and she's asking great questions about what she should expect with her next vehicle maintenance service.
That's right. Welcome back, Chris. Thanks for staying on hold with us. Yeah, absolutely. So there's a couple ways to approach it. Like I said just before the break, you can take a look at your owner's manual. You can see what the factory recommends. Typically, it's going to be on the light side because they typically focus on what we consider normal service. There's normal and severe service with any kind of maintenance schedule, all right?
Okay.
So your vehicle, very low mileage for the age. Still, the key things that need to be inspected are, of course, the tires. You're at 35,000 miles. You'd want them measured, so you want to know the tread depth. And so they need to be more than 4/32 of an inch in depth. So if they're approaching that, then you should plan on tires in the near future. And I would say by the time you get in this 35 to 40,000 mile range, you're probably going to need to invest in a set of tires.
Okay.
Certainly, the brakes should be checked. But as far as replacement of things, the filters being the engine filter, the cabin air filter, you're going to want to put a set of wiper blades on it if you haven't had any in a little while.
I notice I need that.
Yeah, I'm not surprised. Have you ever had them replaced?
No, I don't think so. Well, I don't know. My husband may have, but okay. I don't know.
Well, here's a rule of thumb. Just because of what's in our atmosphere, ozone, all right, it's around here, you want to plan to replace your wiper blades if your car sits outside most of the time, at least annually, if not more often. Yes, because between the sun degradation and the ozone, it wears away at the wiper blade, the rubber material, so they don't wipe clean.
Okay.
And unfortunately, you don't know that until you get in rain, right? So
exactly.
You need wiper blades on a maintenance schedule. Same thing, just replace them. So the other key thing here is that you want to, most likely if your tires are still in good shape, you want to have them rotated and rebalanced. The vehicle should have an alignment check performed and most likely an alignment performed. If it's been more than a year, it most likely needs a little tweaking or adjustment.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then the fluids in the vehicle need to be changed if they have not. And I'm talking about the brake fluid.
Okay.
I assume it's an automatic transmission.
Yes.
Okay. The transmission fluid needs to be changed. The engine coolant needs to be changed. We're actually going to talk about long life coolant here on the show.
Okay.
So that needs to be replaced in it. That vehicle should have power steering on it with hydraulic power steering, so the power steering fluid should also be serviced. And I'm trying to think if I'm missing any. I don't think so. I think I got the transmission, the coolant, the brakes, the power steering. A fuel induction service should be performed on it. Absolutely.
Fuel induction service?
Yes, and I'll explain why. So that vehicle is a 2014. It's got some great technology on it. The good news is I believe it has a timing chain, so it won't need a timing belt replacement in the future. But as you mentioned when we first talked, an oil change is key because the technology on that vehicle, it has something called variable valve timing. It relies on very clean oil all the time.
Okay.
All right? So very clean oil is very critical. And the other thing is the fuel induction or fuel injection service, because it uses variable valve timing and most likely gasoline direct injection, it's another piece of technology on the car.
Mm-hmm.
With low mileage, I assume you drive around just errands around town and so forth, that causes more carbon to be built up in the upper intake and in the upper chamber, okay? That needs to be cleaned out.
Okay.
So to have all of those things done, the vehicle could be easily serviced within a day. I know we can do all that at our shop within a day.
Okay. And are we running into more than $1,000 for all that?
You're approaching that. It just depends. The first thing is, you know, have someone look at it. Wherever you take it,
mm-hmm.
ask them to review that, and then rely upon their experience of that vehicle, what they've seen. So, we typically have a blended maintenance schedule, one that follows the manufacturer, but also includes what we see in our experience in this area of the country.
Okay.
Okay. To keep your car running dependably. Now, I will tell you this. At the mileage you're at,
mm-hmm.
if you have those fluids changed with BG fluids,
mm-hmm.
you will extend the warranty on that vehicle through BG. What you get, actually, is you get an additional $4,000 of coverage on each one of those systems going forward, and all you have to do is have it serviced again in 2 years, each one of those in 2 years. So I hope I'm not confusing you here.
No, you aren't. But I do have another question about the tires.
Sure, carry on.
I recently had the engine, filter. That was replaced when I had the dead battery. They said the filter really needed it.
The engine air filter, great. Well, they replaced it.
I had that. And they, of course, measured the tires and did everything also, and that wasn't that long ago.
Okay.
But somebody told me that even if tires have good tread, they still age.
That's correct.
Because they're rubber and they're in all weather and heat and cold. Is that true, that if you have good tread, you could still need?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Really?
I just could talk to you all day here on the phone, I got to tell you. there's an easy way to tell. So tires, our rule of thumb is once they reach 6 years of age on the tire,
okay.
Even if, and we've seen this before where they have 8 to 10 30 seconds of tread left on the tire. But once they're 6 years old or more, they should be replaced from a safety standpoint, because all it takes is for that vehicle to get out on the highway, be taken on a long trip, you get the temperatures coming up, and you can have the tire separate, and it blows out immediately, which you can lose control over.
Okay.
So, and there's an easy way to tell. So on the tire, wherever you take your vehicle, they can look at the tire. There's a date code stamped in it. It tells them the week and the year the tire was built.
Mm-hmm.
So most likely, if you have a 2014, depending on when it was built in the year, the tires could have been built back in 13.
Sure.
So you potentially could be right on the cusp of that age thing. But
right.
The first thing is always inspect everything and look at it. And, you know, just to our point we were talking about earlier, an experienced group of mechanics can look at that and advise you based on your budget, your situation, and your timeline. You know, that's the thing to do. You know, we've heard so many customers come in and they say, oh, I went somewhere and they told me I had to do this today or I was going to have an accident. Well, that's a scare tactic. That's all that is. And that's not fair to do that to people. You know, if you're in our area and you want to come see us, we're going to do a complete digital inspection. We're going to, and that means we're going to take a lot of photographs. We can do it either while you wait or we can take you home or wherever you want to go. We're going to show that to you. We're going to work with you and let you see your car and then explain to you what we're thinking and why our recommendations are so. It's always your decision.
And then you have that history too to compare next time you go in.
Okay, right. My last question.
Oh, sure.
I can keep you guys all.
Pleasure talking to you.
So I've always had my cars serviced at the dealer.
Uh-huh.
And we've always gotten very good trade-ins for them, and they say that's part of it. Is that just not true? It doesn't matter where it's serviced.
I don't believe that's true.
It does not matter where it's serviced.
But what it does matter is, and I will say this, dealerships, you know, they want to hold the value of your vehicle up. They do, because they want your vehicle to come back, and obviously the most important thing is they sell you another one. That's what keeps them in business. So they have, I would say, your best interest at heart, typically. Mm-hmm. But I'll guarantee you, if you take this vehicle to a dealer right now, they're not going to recommend you change any of those fluids because they have built a perception with customers, typically, that they don't need to do this kind of maintenance. So it's our experience is that if a person, and most Americans keep their car now 12 years, I don't know if you do, but if you're going to keep your car 10 to 12 years, those fluids need to be changed or you're going to have a major component failure between now and the time you get to the goal line. And then that's usually what most people say, well, forget it. I'm not putting $4,000 in this car. I'm going to get rid of it, you know, or whatever it is. But then you get forced into it because your car has no value if you don't fix it. So,
But back to the dealership, you don't have to have your car maintained at the dealership. There's a Magnuson and Moss Act that gives you the right to have your car maintained
anywhere.
Wherever you want. And also we provide all records of service so that when you do go to trade that in, you have a list of all the services and photos of the digital inspections.
Correct.
All along the way. So we want customers to be aware and have that documentation too.
Absolutely. And the BG services, those are also transferable to the next owner. So let's say maybe you don't trade that car and you give it or sell it to a relative or a neighbor or whatever. All that warranty carries over to the next person. So it's a tremendous amount of peace of mind.
Okay.
Not to mention if you do have a failure in a transmission or power steering or cooling system issue and in the lifetime you own it, you're going to get a check back from BG, and they don't fool around. There's none of this, you know, got to fit certain holes. They just write you a check.
So. And then if I have all this service done at your place, we're talking about a day or a couple days?
A day, never more than a day, unless we run into something that is unforeseen that maybe you also want to take care of, then it could go into 2 days. But our typical turnaround for all of our customers is 1 day. We don't believe people need to have their car, or they do need to have their car back is what I wanted to say. So.
Okay.
Give us a call if you'd like to, or stop by, meet us, and we'd be happy to work with you on that.
Thank you so much.
Well, thank you for calling. Enjoy the weekend and have a great holiday.
You too. Thanks.
Thanks, Chris.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Wow, that was a great call because I think there's so many people that have those questions, right, about service, about what's going on. We've got another call here we're going to go to real quick. Looks like Virginia. Hi, Virginia. Are you there with us?
Yes, I am.
Welcome to Auto Talk.
Thank you. And my question is kind of like the last lady. I did get to hear part of it. But I have a 2012 Ford Escape. And when I took it in to get just the lube oil filter or whatever, they told me the same thing, that I needed to have all my fluids flushed. And when I look back at the records my husband had, it shows that in 2017, the dealership, I don't know what it means. It just says they service the transmission fluid and filter and the engine coolant and all this. Does that mean that they flushed them then, or do I know? Or
great question, Virginia. So I assume that was not performed at the dealership, those two services. Is that correct? It was done somewhere else?
The last time I got the oil changed this month was not at the dealership. It's no longer under warranty.
Right, right.
But the service that I looked back at in 2017 was at the dealership.
Okay, so there's two parts to your question. Let me answer it. The first one, you said they mentioned that they service the transmission and change the filter in it.
Yes, it's a check mark by transmission fluid and or filter.
Okay.
And engine coolant is checked, and engine air filter.
Okay.
And cabin air filter and spark plugs are all checked, like they did that back in 17.
Well, do you have a receipt or an invoice that shows those services were performed and you paid for them?
Well, I think that it was covered under warranty at that time. I think we had an extended warranty.
Okay.
So there was no charge.
Okay. My guess would be that you're looking at an inspection that was performed by a technician or by whoever, and they may have checked those things. Now, you could be absolutely right. Those services could have been performed, but my experience with extended warranties, that's for repairs. Extended service plans cover sometimes those types of services. They're two different animals that you could have purchased when you purchased the car. The real way to know if those fluids are necessary to be replaced, there's a way to test them all. It's very simple. And if the place you were just at that recommended them, my question to them would be, what proof do you have that you know why you're recommending this? Do you have
and if
you'd like help with that, let us know. We can help you. Or if you want us to confirm it, maybe give you a second opinion, just bring the car to us. We'll check it at no charge for you and tell you whether that's accurate.
And it's like a $500 charge that they wanted if I had it done.
Sure.
I don't know if that's good or bad or normal or
well, to do a transmission service and an engine coolant flush, that's about in the ballpark, quite honestly. That vehicle would require synthetic transmission fluid and, of course, long life extended antifreeze. By the time you have the fluids, the chemicals, the time and the labor, and you're going to be around $500. So the price doesn't sound out of range.
I really appreciate the information.
My
I
pleasure.
I feel so helpless when I go to a car dealership or to a service station.
Absolutely.
Yeah, but you're asking the right questions.
You are.
So good for you.
I have another thing here that I want to add to this, and this would be helpful to you, Virginia. So at our shop, if you've been listening to us, you may know we do something called an oil analysis.
Yes, I've heard you talk about that.
And in the month of July, we're doing it for free for people. So if you want to come out, have a cup of coffee, and meet us, we will remove samples. We'll take an oil sample from the engine. We'll take a transmission sample from the transmission. And we'll test those, and we'll be able to tell you absolutely what needs to be done and what's been done and the overall health of that vehicle for you. So,
well, thank you. That's good to know.
Just call us. Speak to myself or Brian or Ryan or Eric. They're our service consultants. They'll give you an appointment. You can come out, wait, and we'll get you in and do that. And we'd love to meet you and help you out because we want you to be confident. You know, you're talking about spending money.
The whole month of July.
Whole month of July. Right, right. I appreciate you bringing this up because I wanted to mention this. We're going to talk about it all month long.
With an appointment.
Right, with an appointment. All right, we got to run to a break, Virginia. You have a wonderful weekend. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you so much. All right.
Happy 4th of July.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, folks, stick with us. We got a little bit more of Auto Talk. We're just going to run to a quick break. We'll be right back.
When the Miami Valley gets hit with breaking news, severe weather, or traffic tie-ups, depend on us for up-to-the-minute information. 1290 and 95.7 WHIO, Dayton's News and Talk.
Did you ever wonder how your car feels after an accident?
Oh, my aching fenders.
Does it have a vision problem?
My right headlight is broken.
And maybe it has a pain in its side.
My driver's door has a really big dent.
Your car and your wallet both need Waltz Auto Parts. Waltz carries thousands of parts for vehicles from 97 to 2017. You'll find engines, transmissions, and auto body parts as well as new and used glass and mirrors. Most parts come from low mileage vehicles and all parts come with the peace of mind of Waltz warranty. All this from a company that's been family owned and building trust with customers since 1936. You'll save up to 70% compared to new parts prices.
70%? Wow! You'll be able to afford some hot new fuzzy dice to hang from my rearview mirror.
Right. Waltz Auto Parts, 1.5 miles south of I-70 on Route 68. Just take exit 52A and go towards Xenia. Open Monday through Friday, 8 till 5. Check out their inventory of parts at www.waltzauto.com.
Big Boy is getting ready to fire up the flavor with summer barbecue favorites. For a limited time, you can enjoy our zesty pulled pork barbecue sandwich made with coleslaw, barbecue sauce, and zesty onion rings. Or hit the trail with our zesty Western Primetime Burger, backed by popular demand. And if it all gets too hot, cool down with a refreshing strawberry lemonade. Fire up the flavor with barbecue favorites, only at Frisch's. Just gotta have my Big Boy.
At Miami Valley Gaming, a Buckeye in your pocket is lucky. And with over 1,900 gaming machines...
Hey, Lucy.
Oh, wow. It's Bucky, the Buckeye farmer.
Who are you talking to?
I'm talking to the people.
So there's tiny people inside the microphones? Awesome.
Aw, Bucky. Visit Miami Valley Gaming just off I-75 at exit 29. Get ready to get lucky.
Must be 21. Gambling problem in Ohio? Call the Gambling Helpline at 1-800-589-9966.
Stock market instability, volatility, and losing money is a big concern. But it doesn't have to be. With a structured retirement plan, you can protect your money and forward your financial progress toward retirement. You don't have to risk your future riding the stock market roller coaster. Call the Miami Valley's retirement resource and author of Income Allocation, David Gaylor, at Tradewinds Financial Group. 800-385-0437. That's 800-385-0437. And tune in Saturdays at 3 for your game plan for retirement.
Investment advisory services are offered through Precision Capital Management, an SEC registered investment advisor.
As we celebrate 40 years serving our local community, Marks would like to thank you for being such a loyal customer. We strive to offer an affordable way for Ohio families to shop. We are glad to be Ohio owned and Ohio proud.
Thank you!
Celebrating its 18th year, the Dayton Celtic Festival returns to Riverscape Metro Park Friday, July 26th through Sunday, July 28th, featuring seven headliner bands, including Gaelic Storm, Scythian, Socks in the Frying Pan, plenty of authentic Irish beverages and craft beers, an expanded cultural area, and admission is free.
Hi, this is Dave.
And this is Jan, your hosts of Auto Talk. Are you planning to replace your vehicle soon? Will you trade or sell your current vehicle?
We'd like to ask you to consider donating your vehicle to the Goodwill Auto Auction.
It's easy and simple. Just call 228-2886 or 228-AUTO or go to goodwilldaytonauto.com.
Your donation will help your fellow citizens, people right here in the Miami Valley. You know, donating your vehicle supports 40 programs that help over 20,000 Miami Valley residents annually.
Thank you for your consideration, and please donate today.
Partly sunny skies out there today, a bit warmer with a high of 86 and slightly higher humidity as well. Partly cloudy skies as we head into the overnight hours with a low dropping to 67 degrees. And for Sunday, hot and humid, high temperature 88 degrees. I'm Storm Center 7 meteorologist Jesse Mag on Dayton Severe Weather Station 1290 and 95.7 WHIO.
You're listening to an encore presentation of an Ask the Expert show on 1290 and 95.7 WHIO. Dayton's news and talk. Dayton and Springfield station for 24-hour news, weather, and traffic. And our Ask the Expert weekends, 1290 and 95.7 WHIO. Dayton's news and talk.
And we're back on Auto Talk. Thanks for listening every Saturday from 12 to 1 o'clock with Dave and Jan Murphy from Murphy's Auto Care in Beaver Creek. You know, at the beginning of the show, I was saying that you were a technician for over 40 years, and... we've been married almost as long as that, and it's really been wonderful, and we've had a lot of great customers over the years. We thank everybody for listening, and we thank all of our customers for coming in over the years. We have a lot of longevity with our customers, and as well as our people, so I just really enjoy doing this. We have had a wonderful show today talking about all kinds of stuff, a couple of great calls, very curious women who have they want to learn more about their car and want to know what to expect.
Exactly.
And I know you just wanted to follow up a little bit with that.
I do. Virginia, who we just spoke to, had, again, a great question. And one of her points was is that she believed she had an extended warranty on her vehicle that possibly would have taken care of the services from, you know, for the first 5 or 6 years of that vehicle. And what I want to talk about is, there's a real misconception, I should say, with consumers when they're purchasing a new vehicle. And one of the things that you can, you know, dealers offer is a sometimes free extended maintenance or service plan. They'll tell you they're rolling it in. It's part of the purchase of the vehicle. Just come on back to us and we'll take care of all of the maintenance on it. You really need to pin them down. You need to find out exactly what they're going to do. And I said it in a show earlier, but I'll say it again. There's no free lunch, folks. you're paying for that service in the price of the car. It's in there, okay? They want that car to come back. They want to sell that car again. They want to sell you another car. That's the purpose of it, and I see nothing wrong with that. That's their business. That is what they do. They sell cars, and certainly they sell convenience when you're purchasing these maintenance programs, but they're not always in the best interest of that vehicle. And we see this every day because we see vehicles that come to us that have problems that are just out of warranty, and the person who had it has had an extended service, or I'll say a service maintenance program on it, and that, you know, they'll say to me, don't change the oil because I'm getting that free somewhere else, okay? Well, my response is, great, well, then how come the air filter's been missed and the cabin air filter's been missed and the tire rotation's not been taken care of? Because these are all things that are wearing and are going to cost you money really soon.
And then maybe you'll buy another car.
Yeah, that's right. But it's just, to my point in this is that it gives people a false sense of security that all the maintenance that really needs to be done is being taken care of on the vehicle. And that's just not true. It is not true. And we see, you know, after that car then gets traded in and it goes to the second owner, maybe at the used car lot. And then, of course, it gets detailed and it smells great and it looks great.
Shiny penny.
There you go. And then that vehicle comes out and it still needs all that maintenance. And I'm not saying that the first owner needs to take care of it for the second owner.
Well,
but that's
where we do the pre-purchase inspection for everybody. Please, if you're going to buy a used car, have a pre-purchase inspection because we can let you know everything that was missed
right. The
first 5 or 8 years.
Right. So I thank both of the ladies, Chris and Virginia, that have called. Just great, great, great questions. I just want to say also thanks here to all of our sponsors again. Just want to say thank you to BG Products. We've talked about them today, all the great products we use from them and the warranties they offer at no additional charge to keep your car in great service. KOI Auto Parts, they're the parts we use primarily because they are the best parts and they give us the best warranty. They're not online parts, folks. Professional technicians don't buy parts online.
And you can't get them at the dollar store.
That's right. All right. You know, because we're here to take care of you. Mike's Car Wash, you want to check it out at Murphy's Auto Care. Every Wednesday is Ultimate Wednesday. You come in, you see us on Wednesday. If you just schedule online with us at murphysautocare.com, you're going to get a free car wash from Mike's Car Wash, a $20 value.
The ultimate car wash.
You're always going to get the ultimate.
That's the best.
That's right. And also, thank you so much to Goodwill, Easter Seals, Miami Valley, and the Goodwill Auto Auction. We have just finished our very first Goodwill gem of this year. That is a vehicle we have restored within our shop and also at Toma's body shop here in town. And I got to tell you, this is a beautiful 2003, I believe it is, Honda Pilot. Only has 120,000 miles on it, all black. Beautiful interior. It's got a third row, but we have replaced every piece of rubber on it. It's got all new tires, timing belt service, all the fluids done by BG. Toma's did a fantastic job. It's going to be displayed at the Goodwill stores locally for the next month, and you can purchase that at the Goodwill Auto Auction on the 27th of July.
So the Goodwill Auto Auction is every other Saturday. It's fantastic to go to. They sell everything they have.
Right.
Whether you're interested in buying or donating a vehicle, go check out their website. The information's on there. They'll do everything for you if you want to donate or if you want to go to the auto auction. We have been, and it is just really a great opportunity for
good
people.
Experience, a lot of fun.
Go to goodwilldaytonauto.com. That's goodwilldaytonauto.com. They have a list of the cars that are going to be at the auction. You can keep apprised of what's going on there. You can also donate by calling 228-AUTO. That's 228-2886, and they handle everything for you. Please consider donating today.
That's right.
It helps so many people right here in our Miami Valley.
You know, luckily someone donated this car, and it's going to go to help someone. Folks, I hate to say this.
See you next Saturday.
Have a great weekend. Stay safe, buckle up, and be kind to people. See ya.
From our downtown Dayton McAfee Heating and Air Studios, WHIO AM Dayton, WHIO FM Pleasant Hill, a Cox Media Group station.